Our first reading comes from Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 to 7. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a holy bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." A reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Revelation tells us, see, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them. They will be God's people, and God himself will be with them. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. What else can we say to that but amen? That's saying God, the Lord Jesus Christ, calls himself the Good Shepherd, and indeed Jesus is. Jesus is Joyce's shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd. Jesus, the Christ, is the good shepherd of all God's sheep. And like a good shepherd, Jesus goes out, seeks, finds, and saves the lost. Jesus found Joyce. And it all started in Jamaica. When Joyce was born, Joyce was wandering like a sheep gone astray, for all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. But the Lord Jesus, Joyce's shepherd, called her by name and claimed her in a wonderful flood of forgiveness. Joyce was baptized. For nearly 90 years, Joyce has known Jesus as her shepherd. And on August 1st, her so very good shepherd took Joyce into his arms to give Joyce rest until the last day. And on that day, her shepherd will call her by name, and Joyce will rise to be with him forever. She will be perfected in every possible way for eternity. Strokes, an aging body, and vision issues will no longer be an issue for Joyce. For God's word says, "In my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Joyce will stand there glorified and see Jesus through the same eyes with which she has beheld each one of you. Joyce's shepherd has cared for her throughout her long life. caring for her through her parents, caring for her through sisters and a brother, caring for her by faithful pastors and teachers who lovingly helped her to grow in trust of her good shepherd. In the fullness of God's time, her good shepherd cared for her through the gift of her husband, Vincent. The good shepherd, Jesus, cared for them both through each other, in good times and bad, in sickness and in health. The good shepherd cared for Joyce in that union by giving her a loving family that included two stepdaughters who truly have loved Joyce with the love of Jesus Christ. The shepherd cared for Joyce by faithful visits from brothers and sisters in Christ, visits which included prayer and communion by Jesus through this pastor. Our Lord is a shepherd who cares for us all, who cares for us so very much. He cares for Joyce so very much, in fact, that this shepherd has kept her in the one true faith unto life everlasting. And this good shepherd has used Joyce to care for others too, not just in church choirs and church communities, but through her nursing assistance position and in so many other ways too. Truly, Joyce's cup ran over with the blessings of her Lord. In the time that I've known her, she told me again and again how good the Lord was to her and how very thankful she was. Joyce had challenges just like the rest of us. Yet Joyce had a faith that allowed her to face those challenges with hope. In all of this worldly care for her, however, and in all of her worldly care for others, still we truly don't see the larger picture of just how much the Lord truly is Joyce's shepherd. As I mentioned, the Lord saw fit to wash away Joyce's sins in baptism. The Lord continued to feed her and care for all of these years. Joyce has been in her shepherd's intensive care program at Joyce Lutheran Church for many years, and in the intensively loving care programs of her shepherd through other Christian congregations before Joyce ever came to Joy. In each of those places, her shepherd saw that Joyce heard God's word, how people shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's what Joyce's shepherd taught her, and Joyce believed it. This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Joyce's shepherd taught her this too, and Joyce believed it. It was a joy to share the Lord's Supper with Joyce. It was a joy because I had the privilege of being an extended hand of her good shepherd, caring for her, hearing her respond in faith, rejoicing in the forgiveness that her good shepherd was feeding her. We prayed the Lord's Prayer and shared our Lord's Supper on my visits with her at her home, in rehab, and in the hospital. She knew her shepherd, and she rejoiced that she was his lamb. Even in her great weakness, Joyce's faith heard the words of the shepherd, and she believed. That's how faith works. The shepherd creates faith in Joyce, and Joyce believes. This life, I believe we know by now, isn't all peace and joy. Though we pass green pastures through and still waters by, we also travel the valley of the shadow of death. Without the shepherd there with us, it would be unbearable. But the good shepherd is there with Joyce and is there with all of us too. The good shepherd loves Joyce and the world so very deeply that this shepherd took all the sin, Joyce's, yours, mine, all of it, atoning for it with his very life. Our good shepherd gives us hope, comfort, and peace, and just gives it to us, totally at our good shepherd's expense. And through this good shepherd's death, death's power itself is destroyed, for our shepherd has cast light into death's darkness. With our good shepherd's death and resurrection, we have the promise and hope of the same. Joyce rests now in Christ, awaiting the last day when she will rise bodily to be with her shepherd and all of us forever. Just as our shepherd's body is glorious now, we also hope, maybe even long for that day when we too will have glorified bodies. Joyce has a good shepherd, and Joyce now has the eternal joy of being in his care and keeping in such a way that neither death nor dying can ever again touch her. We have such a very good shepherd, one who cares for us and for all of our needs in the here and now in our lives, this present life. But most importantly, we have a shepherd who has defeated death and has brought life and immortality to light. Our shepherd's gift to us is that our shepherd's victory now is our victory too. The good shepherd Jesus grants faith, forgiveness, and life everlasting to all the baptized who call upon his name. This is true and good and wonderful, but even better are Psalm 23's last words, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That is a blessed gift. And it's the gift that Joyce's good shepherd has given her and gives to all of his sheep. Jesus is that good shepherd who lives and who lovingly seeks and cares for his sheep, for Joyce, for me, for you. Jesus gives eternal life to all who trust in him, all who call upon his name, all who know and believe that Jesus is the Lord and is their shepherd. That is why on this day, even amidst a terrible pandemic, gathered as we are, anxious and grieving and experiencing deep loss, unshakable we stand, believing, trusting, and knowing that we are God's people, and God himself will be with us. God will wipe every tear from our eyes. Death does not have the final word on us, nor does death have the final word on the good Joyce Mills Powell either. For the final word belongs to God. And God's final word is that everything and everyone is being made new. There rests our hope. And there rests the hope of the good Joyce Mills Powell, too. And to such an amazing and certain hope, what else can we say but amen?